USA News. I'm Dave Collins. The death toll in the Maui firestorm continues to grow. There were problems alerting local citizens.
A new report says no outdoor warning sirens were triggered by local or state agencies in the early hours of the Maui firestorm. Brian Shook reports.
Residents were on their own to rely on three other forms of warning: mobile alerts, local radio, and television, and the Maui County's opt-in resident notification system. Some survivors believe they were not sufficiently warned as the fire spread. Officials say the sirens are intended to alert people to seek more information, not necessarily to indicate an evacuation is underway.
That's Corey Myers reporting. A ban on assault-style weapons is being upheld by the Illinois Supreme Court. The law banning assault-style rifles and high-capacity magazines was passed by state lawmakers in January and signed into law by Democratic Governor J.B. Pritzker. It came about 6 months after the Highland Park mass shooting that killed seven people. The law faced months of legal challenges, with opponents arguing it violated both the state and U.S. constitutions. Former President Trump scheduled to appear at the Iowa State Fair today. Michael Kastner with more.
He'll be alongside a group of Florida Republicans who have endorsed him over their home state governor, Ron DeSantis. Reports say DeSantis is also expected to attend the annual event in the key early voting state. Polling shows Trump holding a big lead over DeSantis and all the other candidates for the 2024 GOP presidential nomination.
The Writers Guild of America met at the bargaining table with Hollywood Studios on Friday. The Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers presented a counterproposal to the WGA, but details of the proposal were not disclosed. Both sides have recessed for the time being. You're listening to USA News.
Would you like to hear better for as little as 10 cents a day? Now you can with the all-new Audion hearing aids. The average hearing aid lasts about 3 years. Ours, at only $99 a pair, means you're paying as little as 10 cents a day to hear better. And to make things even better, we'll give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Skip the doctor and get hearing aids delivered straight to your door. We've eliminated all the middlemen to offer you a factory direct price of only $99 a pair. Join over 300,000 people just like you who took advantage of our 45-day trial offer. Now you can hear better too for just 10 cents a day. Call now and order your $99 pair of Audion hearing aids with a 45-day money-back guarantee. Plus, get free 3 to 5 day shipping.
800-479-8524. 800-479-8524. 800-479-8524. That's 800-479-8524.
The attorneys for the family of the alleged Gilco Beach murderer plan to show never-before-seen photos of the family's household. The wife of accused murderer Rex Humerman claims the home was left a mess and belongings were scattered after investigators scoured the evidence. Humerman has been charged with the murders of three women in the Gilco Beach investigation. Possible listeria contamination is a reason New York-based ice cream companies recalling its soft-serve ice cream cups. Recalls in effect in 19 states and the District of Columbia. Officials say two people in New York and Pennsylvania fell ill after eating a soft serve cup. Recent bear sightings of a mama bear and her cubs in Southern California neighborhood begs the question, what would you do if you came face to face with one? Experts say the odds of running into a bear on hot summer days are higher.
They're a little bit worried about some of the bigger, older male bears who kind of own the night because they can terrorize their babies. So it's very, very common to see mothers with this year's cubs out.
That's Ann Bryan, executive director of the Bear League. Bryan says if you encounter a bear in your yard or neighborhood, get big, stomp your feet, yell at them to go. On a trail in the woods, you should stay calm. Yelling and sudden movements can seem threatening in their territory. Talk to the bear in low tones so they know you're a person. I'm Dave Collins, USA News.
Hi, I'm Wade Allyroot for Revive Health. Revive is an inexpensive alternative or supplement to traditional health care. It's perfect for independent contractors, gig workers, and small business owners. What you need is flexibility, portability, affordability, and ease of access. You also need convenient care that you can get anywhere. That's what Revive is. Affordable, flexible, portable, fast, simple, health care anywhere. Revive treats you like you are the CEO of your own Fortune 500 company. Usually, you can only get access to a product like this